I'm proud to say, Robert, that Team Reason's efforts have resulted in $38,000 being raised in just a few brief months.
What do you think of that response?
I am bowled over by it, but I will tell you also, Robert, that that money is the seed money that has led to the formation, the official formation, of the Ron Smith Pancreatic Research Fund at Johns Hopkins University. We are likening this to a campaign. We've had the grassroots Team Reason. They will always be part of the fundraising efforts, and they will always be in our hearts and prayers. And now we're going to just see what we can do to find out if there's a way that we can associate Ron's legacy with finding a cure for pancreatic cancer. Maybe not even a cure, but possibly genetic testing or some diagnosis or some way that would lead the cancer crusaders like Dr. Daniel Lajero at Hopkins to maybe, other people would not be lost to this tragic illness.
Last month, you and I talked right after the memorial, and you said you were still getting cards, you were still getting calls, still getting emails. It's been about a month, maybe about 3 weeks since the memorial. Are you still getting them?
Well, I'm going to have to admit something here, Robert. I've given the local Shrewsbury mailman a hernia. He's now carrying them up to the door, especially in the rain. He said to me the other day, "Oh, Mrs. Reason, I know you don't want to get wet." I have been so blessed, Robert, by Ron's listeners, our friends, our family. The cards and letters keep coming. I just answered one yesterday from a 93-year-old woman in Chester, Maryland, who told me she's at such a loss. She doesn't know where she's going to get her information. She doesn't have anyone to tell her anymore where to find things. And that's sort of the essence and magic of Ron, that it wasn't that he wanted you to think like he did. He just wanted you to think.
That was the beauty of him. Let me ask you, you've had some of the beer. What do you think of the beer? And what do you think Ron would have thought about it? I mean, I had some Saturday when I interviewed Patrick, or interviewed Jay, talking a little bit about, you know, the brewing and everything like that. And I sort of, the bar was empty. I thought, you know, I could see Ron's coming in here for a brew and maybe a sandwich and just talking with the regulars and everything.
I must say, I have at least 3/4 left in my glass. If Ron were here, he'd be on his second. I talked with Brewmaster Jay and found out that he uses Belgian yeast. And the combination of the process and the length of time it has taken to brew this special microbrew, it's very much like Ron. It's provocative, it's provoking, but in the end, it's really great.